Welcome to Chip Health with Dr. Hans Diehl. On today's broadcast, we'll discover effective ways to be healthy by choice and not by chance. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at the Complete Health Improvement programs offered across the country and around the world. The results are proven. The benefits, priceless. I'm your Chip Health host, Charles Mills. You've got cancer. I can't think of any other string of words that can stop a heart and bring fear into a mind of the human being than those. My father heard them, my mother heard them, my brother heard them. So far, praise God, I haven't. Is there something I can do, something you can do, to help keep those words from ever reaching our ears? Let's talk with Dr. Hans Diehl about finding nature's cancer fighters so we can put them to work in our own bodies starting today. Dr. Diehl, is there hope for us and for those who have been told that they have a real fight on their hands?
You know, when it comes to the cancer question, there are no easy answers.
No.
You know, we really don't know the supremacy of a genetic makeup. You know, like in your case, you mentioned it seems to be running in your family.
Yes.
But on the other hand, we also know that we can do a lot ourselves to minimize that the cancer potential perhaps becomes, expresses itself. Mm-hmm. And that has to do probably to a large extent with our lifestyle, how we handle stress, whether we are getting enough oxygen into our body by getting into a daily exercise program. And, of course, you also are aware of the powerful effect that phytochemicals and antioxidants may have that are related to our food that we eat. Mm-hmm. So food probably plays a very, very big role. Food probably has an ability to suppress to turn off the genes that perhaps would give us a higher risk for cancer. Mm-hmm. These oncogenes, these oncological genes that can perhaps influence, if not determine and drive cancer, can actually be turned off and on, depending on how we live, how we relate to stress, how we exercise, and especially the kind of foods that we put into our system.
You know, that was certainly brought home in T. Colin Campbell's book, The China Study. And, of course, we also see that reflected in the movie Forks Over Knives. You're talking about the field of epigenetics here, aren't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dr. Ornish has shown that he can take patients with prostate cancer, then the early stages of prostate cancer, and by giving them the very same diet that he used in helping his patients to reverse heart disease, by giving them basically a diet that was devoid of processed foods, that was devoid of animal products. It was basically a plant-based whole food diet. He was able to show that he could turn on the good genes that protect, and he could turn off the genes that are responsible for the cancer, the prostate cancer. And so within less than a year's time, he was able to show that the PSA numbers came down dramatically in those patients with prostate cancer.
Mm. You have just given hope to an awful lot of people out there, Dr. Diehl, by simply uttering those words, there is hope. And in many cases, there certainly is hope. Like you said, I have a family that has a lot of cancer in it, and so it is really important to me. I guess what that says is that I have a likely chance of developing cancer. I have a more likely chance of developing cancer than people who do not have a family history, but I can increase my chances of not getting the disease by simply guarding what I eat, guarding my stress, and guarding the way I live. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, you know, what we're learning now is that all these thousands and thousands of genes that make up our genome and that will put us at a level of protection or at a level of risk for certain diseases, we now begin to realize that the clear majority of these genes are all turned off. They're just sitting there. But we can turn them on and we can turn them off. We now begin to understand that these genes apparently have something to have an on and off switch.
Yeah.
And the off and on switch is what we do. And so I oftentimes think about this. You have a horse But if you have a jockey on top mm-hmm. that guides the horse, that will then determine where the horse is going to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And so that's how it is also with many of our diseases that are genetically coded, or we at least have a predisposition towards them. We can turn them off and we can turn them on depending on who rides the horse and how it's being directed. So we have a lot of say. We didn't know this 5, 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. We thought we are dead ducks because we have the genes. It yeah. runs in my family. There's nothing I can do. I am doomed. No, you receive a deck of cards, but you can change the deck of cards.
Now, I'm assuming, of course, we're talking about cancer, but this probably also runs into heart disease and other issues that we are traditionally saying are the result of our heredity.
Yeah. You know, I came from a seminar yesterday where they talked about genetics, and the lecturer said probably only about 15% of our diseases are genetically determined.
Yeah.
And I would even take issue with that. That's probably much less than that because we can influence how the genes express themselves. We can strengthen the good genes and turn them on, and they protect us. And we can turn off the bad genes, the oncogenes, that perhaps drive some of the disease that we have. And I'm talking particularly here now about cancer.
Yeah. Okay, so I want you to turn us into jockeys today, Dr. Deal. I want you to tell us how to get on this horse that is our health and ride this thing to where we want it to go. What do we need to know?
Yeah, well, that's a good
The starting
question.
Gate is open. Here we go.
You know, we want to really talk about the phytochemicals. Dr. Ornish recently wrote an editorial in one of the heart medical journals, and he wrote that there are probably over 100,000 phytochemicals
wow.
that are working for us to protect us if we just look for them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when he talked about micronutrients, when he talked about phytochemicals, they're not vitamins. And they are not really minerals. They are not really nutrients in the strict sense of the word. Phyto really means plants. And you find these microscopically small substances only in plants. So my suggestion today will be we need to eat more whole foods. We need to eat more fruits and vegetables because these are the foods where you find the nature's cancer fighters.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming by what you're saying there, Dr. Deal, that we are not finding phytochemicals by its very nature and name in anything but plants. Am I right?
Yeah, you cannot find them in animal products.
Okay, all right.
And
well,
you don't find them in processed foods, really.
In processed foods. In other words, you can take a plant, and if you process it, you're processing the phytochemicals out of it?
Yes, you can isolate them. You can identify them.
Okay.
Just to give you some idea, you know, sometimes we think of an orange as being a food that is rich in vitamin C, and that's all we think of.
Yeah.
Well, vitamin C, take an orange. Well, there are probably more than 500, maybe more than that, 500 of these phytochemicals in the orange, which probably cause a boosting of the vitamin C when it's used in its natural environment. So we begin to realize that nature is much more complex than we ever thought. It's not just the vitamin C mm-hmm. when we eat an orange, but you're probably looking at 500 to 1,000 phytochemicals that are surrounding this vitamin C and really give it the boosting ability that it needs to have.
Well, now, this is an educational program, as the CHIP Health program is. Let's talk about education here. Cancer. What exactly is cancer? And then share with us how on earth eating food can come into our bodies and help us fight cancer.
Well, when it comes to cancer, there are certain initiators and then you have promoters.
Mm-hmm.
You can paint a certain carcinogen on top of the fur of a rat and you can initiate the cancer process in
wow.
that rat.
Wow.
But then you need to also have cancer-promoting substances. For instance, what Dr. Campbell found is when he increased the amount of casein, which is what you have in milk,
mm-hmm.
most prominent and prevalent protein in milk,
yeah.
when you increase the amount of casein in the food of rats, you can actually promote the cancer. If you bring down the amount of casein that you give to the rat, you can actually turn it off. So you have cancer-initiating items such as a carcinogen, and then you also have cancer-promoting agencies.
Now, initiating, okay, we're talking about toxins in the, for human beings, are we talking about toxins in the air? Are we talking about environmental issues here?
Well, it could be this, yes. It can also be carcinogens that you have in food.
Okay.
It can be a carcinogen that you have in corn that has been stored improperly, and then you have a very powerful carcinogen that affects the liver. You know, these are things that happen. They can, you can find them,
yeah,
but they can also happen inside the body.
And it sounds like something you really can't protect yourself against. In other words, you are going to have your body attacked by cancer, even if you try to do everything right. Am I on the right track here?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So
that's why you need to have a strong immune system, a defense system that's protecting you and is fighting. You know, we believe that the cancer cells being created every day in our bodies, but they're being taken apart by the body's defense system, the immune system. But we want to have a strong immune system. It has to do with how we handle stress. It has to do with how we deal with life in general, whether you have a good diet, whether you exercise well. It's a totality of our lives that determines the strength of the immune system.
All right. Now, I want to take a break now, Dr. Deal. When I come back, let's talk about strengthening that immune system, because it sounds like we really can't do anything about the initiation of the cancer potential in our bodies because of the environment, because of the food we eat, et cetera, et cetera. But it's that immune system, our first line of defense against actually contracting, or I should say promoting, cancer within the body. Let's discover what we can do, what steps we can take, what foods we need to include so that we never have to hear those words, you've got cancer. Stay tuned. Two of the most popular tools you can use to improve your physical and psychological health are hanging off the sides of your head. According to recent research, attentive listening is good for both you and the one who's talking to you. To become a better listener, quiet your mind by shutting off the noise of worry and stress. Talk less. Don't interrupt when someone is speaking to you. Ask permission before sharing your opinion and resist telling your story. Just listen.
Concerned about those extra pounds, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, depression, and heart disease? I'm Dr. Hans Diehl, inviting you to join the people in the know and enroll in the next CHIP program in your area. It can make all the difference.
For more information about the Complete Health Improvement Program and to transform CHIP's proven results into priceless benefits for you and your family, visit chiphealth.org. In 1980, ADRA established an education center in Gambia to help farmers grow cashews. Today, 2,000 cashew trees are producing nuts. Providing access to updated production equipment will enable the struggling farmers to better process their crops and increase their incomes. The equipment would also foster more jobs in the community. If you're nuts about cashews, you're going to love helping those who grow them in Gambia. This is just one of many opportunities offered to you in this year's edition of the Adventist Development and Relief Agency International's The Original Really Useful Gift Catalog. To find out more, visit www.adra.org. That's www.adra.org. Or call 1-800-424-ADRA. That's 1-800-424-2372. This is your chance to select the perfect gift for that special someone who has nothing. Thank you. Welcome back to the program. I'm Charles Mills here with Dr. Hans Diehl. He is the founder director of the Complete Health Improvement Program. We're talking about cancer today. I don't know about you, but a lot of our families out there are facing this, and members of the family. And Dr. Diehl says we need to become jockeys. We need to become the guiding force of the horse of our life. How's that? The horse of our health, and make sure that we can steer ourselves through this minefield of cancer without succumbing to it. And Dr. Diehl has given us some fantastic ideas here about how we can do that. Dr. Diehl, you talked about the initiating of cancer, how that's in the environment, sometimes in the food we eat, that the promotion of cancer is next. And if we have a strong immune system, we can help ourselves steer clear of what cancer can do to us. It sounds like you're saying there are some actual, shall I say, blocking agents that can work in our bodies to keep the carcinogens from causing damage to us?
You know, we are just beginning to learn more and more about this, but there are probably some blocking agents, and then we sometimes talk about suppressing agents. They all work to protect people from the carcinogens. The blocking agents work on the carcinogens. They prevent them from affecting the body's cells. You know, for instance, there are some what we call indoles. These are substances. We talk about those 100,000 phytochemicals that we can find in the food. Right?
Yeah.
And indoles are one of those 100,000, we estimate, phytochemicals. They're usually found in cruciferous vegetables. These are the cabbages and the cauliflowers and the broccoli.
Yeah.
These are oftentimes considered to be cancer-fighting blocking agents. So this would be one example, indoles. But then you can also look at some other agents that apparently seem to have an effect in suppressing the cancer. They're combating malignant changes that have started by free what we call radicals or carcinogens. And they can then slow down the tumor growth by suppressing the cancer cell's ability to reproduce. So this is what we want to do. We want to have some of these blocking agents. We want to have some of these suppressing agents. And there may be many, many other things that are being discovered in the next few years.
And I think it's just very important for us to keep telling our listeners that these agents are not found in animal products in any kind of levels that would be helpful to us. Am I right?
Yeah, and they're not very easily developed in the laboratory.
Yeah.
You find them everywhere. You find them in fruits and vegetables. I mean, this is almost too simplistic to just throw this out.
Yeah.
But the most potent cancer fighters that you can find are found in fruits and vegetables.
You know, I've been looking at some studies, and it's very obvious that there is a connection between the eating of whole food plants and the reduction of certain cancers. I've read that, for instance, colon cancers can be decreased if you are eating cruciferous vegetables, and lung cancers can decrease if you're eating fruit and carrots. And even stomach cancers have some help along with onions. That's kind of interesting. Soy. I mean, soy, poor soy. It's under attack. Every time I turn around, somebody's attacking soy, but it has also had been shown in studies that it helps decrease the risk of breast and colon and rectum, lung and stomach cancers. So what studies are showing goes right along with what you're saying here, Dr. Diehl.
We noticed that lung cancer patients would do much, much better when they had more carrots in their system.
Yeah.
I mean, if they ate more carrots, they had more vitamin A. And so these carotenoids apparently were very, very helpful. And, of course, then we thought, well, we just give people these vitamins and then they can smoke. And, well, we learned differently. There are carotenoids and there are carotenoids. There are many different kinds of these vitamin A. And so the body and the chemistry of the body is much, much, much more complex than when we try to apply our reductionistic thinking and finding out just what is the particular thing. That's all I have to do, and I package it, and I promote it, and sell it in a little pill, and everything is going to be fine. Oh, no. We begin to realize that the body is much more complex, and when we talk about 100,000 phytochemicals, we want to get as many as possible into our systems, and we don't do this by pills, but we eat food, whole food. We eat foods as grown, particularly the fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people come to me and they say, well, so you think we should eat only raw food. Mm. Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, it would be a good idea to probably have 2/3 of what we eat in perhaps a raw format. Mm. But, you know, most of the fruits and vegetables are heat stable. We don't really lose too much of the effect of these phytochemicals by heating them. As a matter of fact, sometimes cooking can actually free up some of these compounds, freeing them to make them more effective. Mm-hmm. That means that we can have foods that are canned and frozen and perhaps juiced and peeled, because most really survive boiling, microwaving and baking and pickling and drying. So what you really want to do is you want to eat more fruits and vegetables. Ideally, eat them as they come in nature, whole foods, but you can also process them here and there and do the things that we just talked about and have them conveniently available to you.
You know, one of the more interesting things I learned recently from Dr. Michael Greger, he's a friend of yours, and of course he is a man very interested in the health of people. He was telling how that it is important for us to chew food or chop food or cut it up, because in that cutting of a food, like, for instance, broccoli, you cut that food, and in that action, you combine two elements of the broccoli, which makes a third element, which is the one that really does the good for you in your body. That's pretty incredible. You need to chew your food better, he says.
Well, yeah, we got to masticate more.
Yes.
There was a movement some years back. It was called Fletcherizing. It was with Mr. Fletcher, and he really believed that you had to chew it at least so many 50 or so times. You know, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Today, we just are in such a rush. We just swallow.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we let the stomach do the work. I think the idea that Dr. Greger has is a good idea. We ought to take a bit more time. We ought to sit at the table and make it a special occasion to enjoy food and to masticate it properly. Good idea.
Now, you have really made a case now here for the whole food plant-based diet, and we have seen how incredibly powerful it is in combating cancer. Let's see how we're doing as Americans here. Do we as Americans eat our disease prevention foods at the levels that we should be eating them?
I tell you, I wish I had a better report card, to file today, but,
yes,
you know, the statistics are such that probably 40% of Americans don't eat any fruits.
Wow.
And, you know, and if we have some fruit, we usually just swallow it. We just have, yeah, a fruit drink or so, but it's not quite the same. We need to eat whole fruits. Mm. And then there's another report that suggests that probably some 72% do not eat fruits or vegetables that are rich in vitamin C.
Mm.
80%, they say, do not eat fruits and vegetables that are rich in vitamin A, the carotenoids.
Mm-hmm.
Then another report says that 82% do not eat cruciferous vegetables like the cabbage and the broccoli and the cauliflower. You know, these are all foods that are high in phytochemicals, and we'd be very, very well advised to eat more of these fruits. As a matter of fact, fruits and vegetables, it's important that we eat at least 3 different colored vegetables and fruits every day. And the American Institute for Cancer Research are now recommends a minimum of 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Hmm.
And just think, 40% will even eat 1 fruit on a daily basis.
My.
Think about this. We got to push more fruits and vegetables. I always tell people, go to the fresh produce sections. That's where you need to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Load up your basket, fill up on these kind of foods, and eat those as fast as you can, because they're also the ones that spoil fastest, right? When,
yeah,
you have raspberries,
yeah,
you know, after a couple of days, they're gone.
Yeah.
So when you bring them home, get to them, eat them.
So we as Americans are not eating the very food we need to eat to prevent cancers in our bodies. Am I right?
Yeah, we need to really push,
wow,
more fruits and vegetables,
oh,
and we need to really focus on eating more color. Somebody said, the Creator made it very easy to get the right nutrients.
Yeah.
The more color you have on your plate, the more assurance you have that you have most of the vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients that you need. Think about this. The more color, the better you're off in being assured that you have more optimal nutrition. You know, I also want to make sure that people understand that juicing vegetables is a good way to maximize your intake of these phytochemicals.
True.
Particularly people that have gone through cancer, it'd be a very, very good idea to do some juicing. We don't recommend juicing of fruits per se, because you can concentrate very easily the sugar in these substances. But, you know, eat the whole fruit 3, 4, 5 a day. Mm-hmm. But then if you wanted to perhaps juice some of the vegetables, that's a good idea, particularly if you can safeguard some of the fiber that is there.
You know, a lot of people may wonder, why on earth does the CHIP program and the CHIP radio program here, why do we talk about food so much? This is why. This is exactly why. There is no other source of this type of healing, this type of resources for your body to fight cancer. You're not going to find it in a pill. You're not going to find it in a shot. You're not going to find it in any kind of therapy that you can get in a hospital or a clinic someplace. The only place that you will find this level of protection is in the food you eat. And that's why you hear it on this program week after week. That's why you hear it night after night in the CHIP program that's being held around the world. That's why you hear it in the books that Dr. Deal writes and the videos that he makes. It's about the food. Now, Dr. Deal, that said, you add a little icing on the cake when it comes to finding and maintaining optimum health. You say it begins with food, but then you add some things to it, Dr. Deal. Share with us what is unique about your message of health to the world.
What I think you wanted to me to respond to is, are there some other areas? Yes, you know, fruits and vegetables and whole grains and legumes and a few nuts, they're all essential for good health. But there's also something to be said about stress management. There's also going to be said something about how do you really handle your life? What is at the center of your life? What is giving you a foundation of how to maintain a calmness when the storm surrounds you? And, you know, for some people, that is a spiritual orientation, to know who we are, to know where we come from, to know why we're here, to know where we're going, to know that really in life you're either a giver or a taker. But the more you give, the more comes back to you. So that's a wonderful way of looking at life and looking for opportunities of contributing to the happiness of someone else. And that means I need to get off my seat here, because my wife just came to the studio and I have not given her that morning kiss. So forgive me.
Okay.
First things first, Charles.
First things
first. Number two.
Okay. Well, there goes Dr. Deal off to deliver that morning kiss. That's how important it is to him. This is really happening, folks. This is why it's important to him, because he has found that there are things that we need to really include in our life, and that is love and affection and a caring attitude for other people. And I appreciate that, Dr. Deal.
Right.
And I'm sure your wife does too. Well, listener, we have come to the end of our program. Thank you so much for being with us. Our website, www.chiphealth.org. That's www.chiphealth.org. Find out if there's a CHIP program coming near you in your state or in your city. Also, other resources available. Until next time, this is Charles Mills, and I would say Dr. Deal, but he's off kissing his wife, inviting you to begin enjoying health by choice, not by chance. Goodbye, everyone.